USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Virginia police say two people are dead in the wake of a shooting that followed a high school graduation. It happened Tuesday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Two people were taken into custody, but
one of the subjects was detained, was armed with a firearm, but we believe, based upon our investigation at this time, that he is uninvolved in the shooting itself. We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting.
He stated he would go blow for blow with former President Trump in a mudslinging contest, if it comes to that, in the upcoming GOP presidential primary. Fellow Republican and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on Tuesday night officially threw his hat into the ring.
I guarantee you that at the end of it, you will have no doubt in your mind who I am and what I stand for, and whether I deserve it.
Christie joins an already crowded GOP field that's expected to grow Wednesday when former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to formally announce his candidacy. The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
It's officially the deadliest time of the year for teenage drivers. AAA says the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day is when there are the most car accidents involving teens. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner, like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The PGA Tour and LIV Golf have agreed to merge, ending the rivalry that has engulfed the golf world over the past year. Ira Spitzer says the deal means that the Saudi government, LIV's main backer, will have a major stake in the new business entity.
Professional golfers appear to have been blindsided by the news. Previously, the PGA's top official, Jay Monahan, had criticized LIV as an attempt for Saudi Arabia to buy the game of golf. Now he will become the chief executive at the new collectively owned for-profit entity. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
A new report says a flood at Mar-a-Lago has raised suspicions among federal investigators looking into former President Trump's handling of classified documents. According to the report, it's unclear if prosecutors have determined whether the flooding of the server room was intentional or an accident. Actor and Staten Island native Pete Davidson may not be so happy since his purchase of a Staten Island ferry boat.
During a Transformers Rise of the Beast premiere, the comedian told Entertainment Tonight he has no idea what's happening with the ferry he bought with fellow SNL star Colin Jost last year. Davidson admitted he and Jost were very stoned when they plunked down $280,000 with other investors to buy the decommissioned vessel. The original plan was to turn it into an event space, but that idea may have been scuttled. Liz Warner, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.